Well, let the games begin. The torch has been lit. The opening ceremony for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea has officially concluded. And that means after years of training and preparation, the athletes and trainers from around the world can fully focus now on the competition. Now, earlier this morning, we caught up with NPR's Russell Lewis. He is part of the NPR team covering the Olympics. He was right in the thick of all the pomp and circumstance.
Well, it's been a wonderful ceremony. You know, and I guess you have to say that the opening ceremony really at any Olympics is a highlight. And it's certainly been true of this one as well. I mean, let's concede that it's cold out there, of course. It's an open-air arena. And you know, you might hear loud blowing fans near me at the moment. I'm actually inside a tent with these really loud heaters. So
that's lucky you.
Sort of taking away for a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a little warmer than it was, though, right? People were worried that we were talking about frigid temperatures. It sounds like it thawed a little bit there, which was helpful.
Yeah, you know, it's down in the 20s, you know, which is not too bad, but it's still, you know, for those that have been sitting in the stadium for a couple of hours, it gets cold in a hurry.
Well, they're watching such symbolism. I mean, what have you seen?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess one of the most poignant moments really was when the athletes from a unified Korea walked into the stadium together. You know, it was just, I mean, it was really striking. They were under a unified flag. All of their jackets just said Korea. The flag bearer was a woman who was a bobsledder from the South, and then it was also being held by a hockey player from the North, and they were holding it jointly. So it was a really touching sort of moment. You know, the U.S. team walked in. Flag bearer Erin Hamlin was holding it. You know, she's the loser from upstate New York. She won a bronze in Sochi. She was the first American to win an individual medal in that sport. You know, we should say that the athletes from Russia also was pretty interesting. You know, the country was banned from the games, but individual athletes were allowed to participate if they passed a heightened doping screening. You know, they walked in under the Olympic flag, not the Russian flag.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but under the Olympic flag, and it was actually carried by an Olympic volunteer. They were wearing gray and white uniforms with white scarves, not flashy. There was no red, no blue, that, you know, from the color of the Russian flag. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, but the tiny island nation of Tonga, David, you might remember their flag bearer from the Summer Olympics 2 years ago. He walked in topless, oiled up, and quite muscular.
It was
quite the hit. Well, he actually qualified for the Winter Olympics, and guess what? He walked into the stadium topless once again,
what?
Despite the chill. Yeah.
Wait, he qualified in both a winter sport and a summer sport, and now a winter sport as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And so he walked in as the flag bearer. He'd been real coy. He'd been asked this week as to, you know, would he do that again? And he didn't say, but it was quite the surprise to see him walk in 20-degree weather wearing nothing but, you know, no top.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I just want to get back to that unified Korean team. I mean, a lot of people would never have seen this coming a few months ago.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the geopolitics between the North and the South are really well known. There's been all this talk about even whether the North would even participate at all. But, you know, not only are they participating, we said they, you know, walked in jointly. You know, they've got this consolidated women's hockey team. And we should say at the opening ceremony, Kim Yong-nam, who is the ceremonial head of North Korea, and Kim Yo-jong, who is the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, they actually exchanged pleasantries with the South Korean president as the joint team walked in. Again, it was a nice moment. And we should point out, though, that they were sitting just a row away from the Vice President, Mike Pence, who's been very critical of the North during his Asian swing this week.
Okay, so as we just heard from Russell there, a lot of politics to cover and, of course, a lot of sports to cover. The opening ceremony is over. The games are getting underway. That was NPR's Russell Lewis in Pyeongchang, South Korea.